I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
Morning.
Caught me mid-sip. How are we doing?
Did it on purpose. It's also like very alarming because for no reason whatsoever, it's not even like, I mean, you got a haircut recently, but it wasn't that, it was a little while ago. You've got no hat on today.
Yeah.
And it looks, you look like a different, and glasses.
I know.
You look like a different person.
I know. Well,
You look like a 1950s guy who got up and is reading the paper.
Oh, sick.
You know what I mean? Because
I dig that.
First of all, number one, if you just switched your whole vibe, which is never going to happen. I'm not suggesting you do this. But you do have a very, like, you know, like when the middle class was thriving in Ohio look, too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when
I like
you,
that.
When you put on your Clark Kent glasses, and then you, if you parted your hair, if you went back to the, you know, the old barber.
The hardcore
yeah, because you have the hair for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've thought about it, actually.
You're very clean shaven most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't have...
I don't have facial hair.
It doesn't come in big, but but you're very clean shaven. You got rosy cheeks. I just feel like you are sort of built... Like, if you had a nice white shirt and suspenders and flowy pants and loafers, I'd be like, this is a look for you.
I do dig it.
It doesn't make sense for your vibe at all.
No, but I like that as an observation or a compliment more. I like that, and I think you're responding to, I'm also wearing a denim jacket. You know what I mean?
It's a little, it's like a smidge, it's just less flowy than normal. It's a little harder than
normal. It's a little harder
than
normal.
Yeah.
Yep. But I actually, you know what? I've been waffling on it. And enough people were asking about it. I'm going to keep it. You know what I mean?
It's like
the right fit for a type 2. So I just have to leave it.
It's not going to get better for you than that for what you're looking for.
No,
I think that's the struggle.
Fit,
that's why I kept going, like, why do you want a type 2 so bad? Like, that kind of goes against the things you normally wear.
Ugh, this
like,
caudal
like
one.
Fit wise.
Oh, it's so cool. And I was talking to Shannon this morning, and like, the inside of it even looks cool. Like, you know, the way that they finish it and all the different like linings and the pocket bags and shit are just really, really cool. So, but yeah, dude, no hat. I don't know, man. I'm going through a thing right now. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
And I'm sure you have this. Everybody has this where like I, for the life of me, cannot put on clothes in such a way that I feel comfortable. I feel insecure in my body right now. Just like,
what about it is bothering you?
I just feel like when I look at myself, I'm like, this isn't right. And you know, it might be the glasses because I'm out of my contacts and I need to redo my prescription and shit. Mm-hmm. But it is not clicking for me right now. You know what I mean? I'm uncomfortable and insecure in my body hard right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it just you're feeling off? You feeling
a little... Yeah, just feeling off. I mean, I have started working out a little bit. I started doing my body weight workouts and shit, and I was pretty active this weekend when I played golf with Coop.
You want to get pretty serious about body weight workouts? Let me put you on to... what the fuck was it called that I did? It's called like, I think it's called like something bikini body. I did it with Abby.
I'm not
fucking around with you. It is the fastest I've ever lost weight and built muscle ever. And I've gone to a gym. I used to do fucking crazy 3-a-day soccer shit.
Yeah.
That is the, it was hard as hell. It was just like on your phone. And it's just like this lady. Like, you know
really?
What I mean? Oh my God.
I've been thinking
about doing it again, but it like it sucks shit. It's like military workouts, and they're like really. It's all about whatever I can't the like hit. It's like all like fast,
high intensity,
and like really like just interval shit. It's just like it sucks. But I will say like as far as like getting like kind of torn up quickly.
Yeah,
had I kept on that, I would have been. It's the fastest I've ever lost weight or toned.
Yeah, and it's mostly body weight and shit?
It's all body weight.
See, I'm really fast. Like, you know what bar stars are?
Mm-hmm.
Bar stars?
Mm-hmm.
The rip dudes in New York that...
Yeah.
The physique of, like, body weight shit is completely different than lifting weights. You know what I mean? Like, there's something about it, and I feel like it's, like, the most natural way to get your body strong because I'm sure maybe dudes were curling tree trunks or something. You know what I mean? But, like...
I'd say that and like any sort of like serious kettlebell shit is the stuff.
Yeah,
that it's like hardest to stay motivated on because there's so many different moves, and for some reason this is a little like when I like people try to teach me card games, and it's like I become completely dyslexic to that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I can't, I don't understand the rules. Yeah. Any games, any sort of board games, card games. It's like I don't think I ever learned, so I don't have any like parameters for it.
Yeah.
But also, I really hate it. So when you combine those two things of me not caring and there's a bunch of rules about nothing, I don't like that. And this has a little, it's like hard to remember all the different things. So half the time I'll be like, I'll do the kettlebell and I'm like, look at my fucking phone again to see what that guy was doing online. And then I get like, okay, I think I understand that move. And I'm like, wait, I'm not doing it right. I don't think I'm doing it right. And then I spend so much time effing around.
Yeah.
You got to get it memorized. That's the thing, even with the hit shit, is like once I got it memorized to where it's like every time she'd be like, all right, this next, I'm like, I know what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it took a while.
Interesting.
And it sucks. It's like you sweat a lot. It's hard.
I would be down to, right. try it, dude. In high school, I did Insanity. Yeah. Do you remember Insanity?
Yeah, I remember Insanity.
I did Insanity. We did it. It was me and three or four other friends. And one of the buddies, he got mono and we had to stop. Three quarters of the way through, because we were using his house. I believe we're at Mark's house. Anyway, I didn't finish it, but I did most of it, more or less. You know what I mean?
It's hard. It's insanely hard.
So we'll see. I don't know. But anyway, I'm doing stuff. I'm trying. You know what I mean?
I don't think that you need to level up to that yet. What you need to do is get a nice rhythm of just physical activity every single day.
Yep.
Because once you get into that rhythm, now, like, I don't ever not do something. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
gonna do a little something.
Whether I'll do a quick hike in the morning or I'll do a night walk or, you know, whatever it is, like, or I'll gym or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm like in the flow where basically there's only really one day where I don't do something. What level that is all, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Relative. I got you.
But I just want, I like to, if I don't ever fall out of that.
Yeah.
And then the levels inside of that change a lot. But
yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm stoked. I'm feeling good about moving and shit, but just not feeling good about myself. I don't know what it is. Nothing too serious. Just,
I mean, it's just,
I'm in a low point of an ebb and flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, this just happens. I mean, I feel like this probably happens, like, I don't know. We're going into like the 2 months of life to me. Well, maybe three, where I'll be on and up. Where my mental is very clear.
Yeah.
When it's hot out and stuff, when the windows are open all the time, when it's brighter earlier, it's easier to get out because it's like not like, ugh, I don't want to be cold in the car before I have to get to the gym or whatever it is.
And stays light later. So when you go home, you're like, oh, I mean, I could kick around and still have 2 hours to do yard work, workout, whatever. You know what I mean?
The mental fortitude you have to get up at 6 a.m. and get a kid ready, like a toddler ready, buddy, is – it's one thing because you have to convince yourself, I got to get up. I got to get gym clothes on. I got to go get the lunch ready. I got to go get this. I got to go get the tea, get her little show, get her little Sesame Street or whatever going, get her little breakfast spread, get her up. She's not the easiest to wake up.
Yeah.
Get her – mentally okay,
because
if you start going down a path, it's going to be a nightmare all the way to the school situation.
Yeah.
So like trying to stay upbeat during that, then being like, okay, she has to like go potty, get dressed, eat the breakfast, did this, get everything in the backpack, blah blah blah. It's like, it is just like in the winter when it's dark and you're still doing that, and then you have to be like, please car be warm enough by the time I get in there that it's nice, because sometimes you do the remote start and it like, I'm like, what did it not turn the heat on, like what did it,
yeah,
and then sometimes
yours doesn't
it's not,
do that all the
it,
time?
No it does, but it's like obviously there's sometimes like a setting I'm not understanding. Anyway, that is just the worst. So now that you get into it where it's like, it's already light, it's already warm, keep the windows open all night, nice fresh air all the time, I feel much better for a while.
Yeah.
Things around here tend to like chill for a little bit.
Yep.
Kind of. And it's immensely helpful to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel you. I like that.
But
even
if it's with clothes specifically, I don't know. Sometimes you just get like, also you just have to accept that like you're going to get sick of everything in there at some point.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure that that's it. It's just, I don't know.
I'm just trying to muscle through it.
Yeah. I'll power through and then I'll come back in a couple of weeks, feel fine. You know, but.
Yeah. I'm really trying to not add much. You know what I mean? Just little here and there of like, I need this category. I'm going to look for the perfect thing and I'm going to spin on it until I get the absolute perfect
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's the way to be.
Yeah.
That's the way to be.
Tell
me about your weekend, bro. What'd you get into? Because I know what you got into, but I want you to tell me. I was a Cooper, so.
Yeah,
I already got
Let's see. I went to, just took Gia to dance class. And then
Saturday?
And then... What'd I do? I feel like I did something. I feel like I did something on Friday, too, but I can't think of what any of these things are or were. I don't know.
Saturday what night was the show?
That was Saturday night.
Okay.
I feel like I did something in between, though. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But we we went and saw, and I am more confused on what this guy's stage name is than ever now, because I've heard about 15 people pronounce it differently in a matter of time.
I've heard Mike G, MKG, Mick G.
We think it's Mick G.
Mick G feels like the most phonetically
But I don't know, because every single person there pronounced it a different way. If you were,
did he pronounce it on stage? Did he say?
Nope. Basically, I would say, did not. He, like, his whole vibe, like, the way they, like, light that show. That was a really interesting. Number one, I got those tickets eons ago at pre-order because it was, like, a thing that I got emailed because I was waiting for the record to come out and I wanted to get an email so I knew when it came out. And saw it was in Denver. I was like, oh, sick. I'll just buy two tickets. I'll find someone to go with. Yeah. They were, like, $30. People were, like, reselling them for, like, $500 because it's, like, a 75-person room, dude.
Because you bought the tickets before he put out all those live videos.
Yeah.
So was the show like the live videos?
Oh, yeah. So it's three guys. It's really weird setup. It's two guitars and a guy that's basically running, like, samplers. Like, and
sampler,
like
a
that.
Drum machine and shit?
Yeah. Okay. Like, all sorts of different... you know,
modulations,
synths, and all this crazy shit, and it's all lit from behind, so there's no light on stage. The light is kind of you see less of them because they're lit from behind, so it's just you see like shadows,
silhouette,
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And because the room is so small there, it's actually cool. I mean,
shout out where it is.
It's not that Meow Wolf, like whatever, like that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, my only time going was when we all went with Gia, and we realized this is too early for Gia. She was not
ready. I don't think adults are ready, but like it's off to the side of that. It's like a not huge room, and they do not overpack it. Like it's like maybe it was 100 people, but I would say maybe 75 to be honest.
Sure.
It's small.
100 people is not that many for a show, to be honest with you.
No, I mean, and the thing is, like, we were standing like. Up at the rails, and you could like go back and get a beer and go back to the rails without there being any issue.
That's
kind
of sick, actually.
It was nice in that sense.
Sounds like my ideal setup.
They really
for a
don't
show.
Have much cool playing there, and at least it's not my flavor, but this was super cool. It was, that's like a really, in my mind, difficult sound to reproduce too. And it sounds exactly the same as it does, like, not exactly, there's obviously live element, very similar to the record. Show was great. I mean, it was also no opener. So no bullshit. First of all, parking outside, $15, I think. You walk straight in, like, you know, across the street.
Like,
I mean,
parking
like
at a Walmart. Yeah.
Yep. Walk right in. No opener. Doors are at 8. Show's at 9. You know.
What fucking better, man?
Beers were like $10, which I just feel like is not. And they were like good ones.
Don't care.
Not bad for what it. And it was just flat, like tax built in kind of situation. And I'm like, this is a great setup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There wasn't a bunch of. It was just. No one was fucking around there either. You know what I'm saying? So, like, crowd was weird, like I would imagine they would be, because
it's Meow Wolf.
No one knows.
And it's a weird.
It's Meow Wolf.
Artist.
I don't even know how to describe what kind of music that is. Like, it obviously appeals to very young people, but I think it appeals to older people too. So it's like it's all over the place. And it was really good. I would say, other than saying like he would be, I think two times he was like, "It's cool to be on tour. I've never been on tour before." That was it. And then he'd be like, "What's up, Colorado?" And that was like it. No talking. Just started playing.
How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it.
I like when a front man is going to just lean into the aura.
Well, the whole vibe of them is like, I was standing next to the dude all but.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were on his side and everything of the stage. Yeah. And like, you could not see his face.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, between the hair and the lights, you couldn't see shit.
Great.
Which,
dude.
God knows how they're playing. That stuff's complicated too. So I'm not sure how they were playing that in the dark like that, but they were doing great.
I haven't even thought about that.
None of the other guys talked. I think he introduced them at one point. Like, he just pointed and said, "This is blah, blah, blah. This is blah." But it was like so little. If you're not good at banter, which so few are, like, so often it just comes off as douchey. Mm-hmm. So, like, don't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm fine with it. Just play the songs, dude. Like, you know what I mean? They basically played the new record and then played one new song that was really good.
Yeah.
And then did one encore that was the song you'd want him to do as the encore. And then boom, gone. Like, kind of perfect, to be honest with you. And all the visuals and stuff that they do at Meow Wolf, for as like corny as some of the shit is, it was cool. You know what I mean? Like, when you're in there and it's like, it's all over the walls and it's doing weird lighting shit. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. So, kind of an ideal show, to be honest with you. Now, we did make one mistake. We went to dinner first, and I know I just don't like a lot of stuff, but that's just sort of, you're either riding with me or not, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But we went to a restaurant ahead of time. It was like
Coop told me, but I can't remember.
I don't say the name because I'm going to dog it out a little bit here. It was aggressively fine. You know what I mean? It was just fine. First of all, it's new, but it wants to look like cooler than that. It looks like a fucking Warby Parker. I said it as soon as I walked in. I was like, this looks like a Warby Parker. Yeah. It's kind of contrived in that way.
Yeah.
But it's clean. It's nice. I understand the aesthetic's fine. So, you know, the food doesn't really make sense. If that makes sense, like, it has no logical, like, I see how you got from here to here. I see that you're doing a take on this thing or whatever.
You want falafel or you want stuffed shells?
It was it wasn't that psycho because it's nicer than that, yeah. But like in that vein, you know what I mean? Where I couldn't really draw, I'm not sure. It wasn't even like a fusion situation. I'm like, I don't know what, this seems like they just wanted to do this one.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of it's corny like and this. Some of it's traditional and it's like you didn't make a choice. So I don't know, man. It was not super expensive, so I can't even get mad that it was like, oh, we paid like a shitload mm-hmm, of money. But mm-hmm, it wasn't cheap. You wanted it to be better than it was for how much it cost. Mm-hmm. There were elements that were good, but the elements were like the bread and butter was good. Everything else was yeah. like, it's fine. You know what I mean? The service is so weird. I can't do these restaurant rules at this point have gotten out of control. Number one, here's the thing I never want to hear when I'm at a restaurant. Our kitchen does things a little different. Shut the hell up. Yeah. I don't care what your kitchen does. I don't want to know. Don't bring me the P&L of the business. I don't care what you do. I just want to, I'm at a restaurant. We understand the agreement is, I will sit here and order things, and then you'll bring them to yeah, me. Like, yeah. That's the only thing you exist to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole business model. Uh-huh. This whole, like, well, if you're going to put in drinks, you have to put them all in at once, and then we can only do those in rounds. And if you're going to put in food, you have to put it all in at once, and then you can't order anything else at all. That's
wait,
so,
that for
yes,
real?
So weird.
Here, let me set all these rules to thwart you spending more money at my establishment.
And it's like all of it feels like you just want to get me out of here. You know what I mean? And it's like, this isn't that cool. Trust me, no one's trying to hang out that long in this place anyway. And that would be the only thing that made it cool is if it wasn't a good location
and people
nice
were actually,
ambiance
yeah.
and you're just hanging out, having a yeah, drink and like yeah, people yeah, look cool yeah. there and you're, you know, can't get a reservation. Like yeah. everything that you could do, this feels like the Chipotle of this. It's like, keep them moving. They come yeah. in, they come out, they're like cattle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, it makes everything, as soon as they set those rules, even if the waitress is really nice, which she was, it doesn't matter. It's like, well, I have this bad taste in my mouth because you're just kind of like, came to the table like 100 times over. Like, are we ready? Are you good for this? Do you want to go ahead with this? Are we going to go with this? Do we have food ready? Or is this other person? It's like, yo, you got to relax, man. You got to relax. First, it was a 5:15 reservation because we thought we'd go there, hang, and then get early to the, anyway. So it was fine, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Nothing to write home about. They did like have, and they, oh, this is what I mean. It's like corny. It was kind of good. Like an espresso, like martini shot. It was kind of fun. It's fine. It's kind of
cool.
fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what else to give you that I would like really write home about.
Yeah.
I mean, I had like a vegetarian dish that maybe people are going to be like, well, you should have got, you know, whatever the fuck. But I don't know. I've looked at what everyone else got. It looked fine too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I tasted other things. It just seemed okay.
Yeah.
So it was fine. Well, like, we're like, all right, well, we're kind of done early because of the way you have to do this stupid thing.
Yeah.
And we'll just go over there early and hang out in the parking lot until it's ready. You know what I mean? Like, it's a nice night out. Then a motocross event got out at the same yeah. time that the Nuggets game was over.
Yeah.
And it took us, it would have been an 8-minute drive to the Meow Wolf parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It took like 48 minutes to get over there. Jesus. Like nearly an hour because you were moving it like an inch.
Yeah, and both those events let out at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so there was that. So we were basically just got there on, it didn't matter. Like it was yeah. fine ultimately, but so there was that. We went to a bar after, got a couple of beers after the show. It's like that vibe is like the rooftop bar vibe, I think we need to call it.
You went to the has multiple spots in it, right?
Yeah.
I don't talk about
that. I don't have anything negative to say. That place is always fine, you know. But it was
it's
like,
fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But I mean, we're having beers. So
it's where frat. Matter. It's you know where frat grows. Yeah. Frat boys go.
Yeah.
Post college.
It was basically like next to where we were parked at. So it was yeah. like, well, we can just kind of do this.
Yeah.
But it was more or less like every time I've been on a rooftop to have drinks, it's not cool. I don't remember ever doing that and thinking this is. Cool.
This is dope.
There was a novelty to it at one point when they're suddenly like, there's a bar on the roof, and you're like, we got to check it out.
Yeah.
It
when
is
everything
so,
in life is new at that point.
I looked
20.
Around at one point, 21. And there was like just, you know, a couple like people maybe on dates that were sort of like, you could tell they had to sit close because of the wind, and they were like, huh? What? You know, what? You're trying to hear
oh,
each other.
Windy as fuck.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you've got a couple other like four tops of people sitting so close to one of those gas fireplace things
yeah,
to try
yeah.
to warm up because it's cold.
Oh my God.
And then you've got like one like group of drunk ladies that this lady kept telling me she was talking to us. They were older, but like 40s, you know, nothing, you know, mm-hmm, not mm-hmm, old, mm-hmm. old. And she was like, how old are you guys? And you know, the other guys are younger. And I was like, oh no, I'm old. I'm 35. And she was like, 35, that's not old. And I was like, all right, you know, thank you. That's flattering. Blah, blah, you know, doing the whole, like, please go away situation. Mm-hmm, yeah. And, she's like, it's something about like that's when I was like, well, I've been married like, 12 years now and I've got a kid. It's five. And she's like, you need to make better life decisions. And I was like, what? I was married like 10 years before I had a kid. Yeah. I mean, like, what do you mean? And then I was like, I own a business. Like, how much more do you want me to do to be prepped for that stage in my life?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was very weird. She was very intense about it. Her bangs were too long for her age.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, there was that. And I was just looking around like, it sucks. There was like one group of guys that was like hoping to talk to girls that there was no girls up there. You know what I mean? And it was just like, this is a bleak. You don't want to be doing this.
Hey man, that's city shit, man. You're in fucking Denver.
What do you mean? Don't lecture me on city shit in Denver.
You've turned a corner. You're also pro-suburb. Living in the city.
I would live in a city just fine. I would live in a city. I just wouldn't live in that part of town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's not my vibe. But I just don't understand. Like, it's like I would not want it. Like, that age now. Like, when I was that age, you could go to a rooftop bar and you could, like, chit-chat a bunch of people. You know what I mean? Because people were out. There wasn't as much stuff to do on your phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no dating apps. That didn't exist yet. Like, when I was in my 20s, it's more my 20s, obviously, but it was much more free-flowing. People went out still. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And now it's like, it feels like we're out reluctantly. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
It's COVID, man.
Yeah.
It's COVID.
Well, and it just, there needs to be some adjustments, I think, or there needs to be like the apps have to close down or something has to change and like get it back to like normal.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this sucks if you own this bar. This sucks if you're here at this bar. This sucks if you're trying to date anyone or meet anyone organically.
Yeah.
Which, God bless the apps. That's how you and Michan met. It's not like it's not.
We met on Instagram.
Okay, that's
not dating app, but yeah,
there's no. But like on the internet, I just
friends.
I don't think there's any like. I can't think of the word. There's no. I don't have any issue. Nobody has any issue with that anymore. Mm-hmm. That used to be like a thing people would, be bothered by or be like, what? And that's not weird anymore. But at the same time, it's like. Man, it's like you can just tell a lot of people like you're not good at being out in public in any way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? And it's like people used to be a little bit more comfortable in other spaces, and now it's like it's not. It's just sort of awkward.
Yeah,
and
I got
like
you.
Even being in it and looking around like this is awkward. I feel uncomfortable because everyone else seems uncomfortable. So yeah, it's not that aspect of living in a city of like going and doing that stuff. Like, that's not about living in a city. That's just being like that age.
Yeah,
but I don't want to do that. I don't want to.
Early 20s did not seem. I'm happy I experienced it when I did.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do my early 20s right now.
I think if anything, like I was my age exactly. I think mine was the cutoff. I don't think I still had like you went out and there was Instagram, but it sucked. You know what I mean? Nobody used it.
Mm-hmm,
there was like Facebook, but again, people weren't using it for what they use it for now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There wasn't anything else to do on there. If the internet didn't work, basically, in most locations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true, true.
So,
true.
Like, you'd go out and just sort of be out. Now, you'd have a phone. I understand that's there. You know, there was a time before that was better, I'm assuming, for being, like, an out there person. But there was still, like, people just went out to hang out. You know what I mean? And I think that's the difference. Now, everyone's like, you're out to do something. Like, you want to meet someone, or you're not just out to hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Just kick around.
Yeah. And so it just feels like there's a lot less of that. I mean, and granted, that area is, one thing. There was like, two people where it was like, oh my God, put them in a car and send them home. They should not be on a sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, God, I don't want to be around that. But yeah, it is. It's just not, there's not like a vibe of like, I don't think that there's like an older person who's not looking to be dating, like who's not single that's out now.
Out for fun.
Out to have a change of scenery,
yeah.
Out to experience something else, or maybe have a conversation, or just like kick it and chit chat. That's just like I don't think that's much. That scene is definitely a lot more dead.
Yeah.
I know we're in a different place that still exists. I'm gonna say it barely exists in LA at this point. I think that's a very intentional type of hanging out, or maybe it exists a little bit in New York, at least more than here, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But it was all fine.
Yeah,
it was
good.
A nice
night. Sounds like
night.
A fun little time.
Yeah, concert was great. I like a nice intentional, boom, you're there.
I'm with you.
It all worked
out. I don't want to watch two fucking openers. Like, God bless you. You're starting a band. You got to get in front of crowds.
One opener. You got 30 minutes.
One
30, 40 minute set. Because I have discovered plenty of bands and I'm like, oh, shit, that was really cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, there's definitely been times where I've maybe not gone inside. This is a long time ago, but not gone inside for opener and heard it and been like, "She fucking rips, dude. What is this?" And then you go in and check it out and you like the band.
So I'm into that, but it's like it's a, and I don't mind being there a little early and just like hearing another band and having a couple beers before the band plays.
You're chilling.
But there, I mean, there was a lot.
If the venue has enough space for you to not have to hear it.
Yeah, well, there's nowhere else to go or whatever. Yeah.
I went and saw that band Cloud Nothings, and the openers were fine. One of the bands felt like a group of late teen, early 20s kids doing their thing, maybe out for their first tour. That was fun and cute to see, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The other band I absolutely hated. But then by the time the actual headliner comes, Cloud Nothings, the band we came to see, it's like, all right, man, I'm already 90 minutes deep in this fucking venue, and it's loud as shit, and I have an hour drive home, so can we get to the point here?
Well, I mean, it's like my whole problem with movies being long. You know what I mean? They're too long.
Yeah.
They're always half an hour too long. It's exposition that didn't need to happen, and you're just like cut it when I'm still enjoying it.
You got to listen to Jimmy Eat World between sets because whoever's doing the sound is just playing the same thing. Yeah. It's just like,
got a weird
man,
setup.
Get me out of here.
Well,
you know?
It's just like there should be, like I said, it should be – main act has an hour, first act has half an hour. You want to show up for them and have a couple beers before the main band plays. But two encores is insane. Knock that shit off. No one wants that. You pay one song, one encore. Encores have like four songs now.
Well, an encore should be reserved for bands that people like. I can run through the filter of all the bands I like, and I can't think of any band that deserves a fucking encore. You know what I mean? Like, rock bands playing to stadiums.
You save the song that everybody knows that they think you didn't play. You come out and you do that one.
Yeah.
And actually, McG did a great job of that. Of like, reserve the most singable song of all of them.
What was it? Was it the one in the back of the truck? Was it the one on the bus?
No. You don't. It's from the record. I don't think he did one of those YouTube videos for that one.
Yeah.
But it's the one that's got the most like sing-songy part.
Yeah, sure.
And they basically walked in the back for, I would say, 3 minutes. You know, peed, had a water, whatever, and then right back out, do that song, we're out of here.
Oh, cool.
Turn on the lights. That's well played. And no more than an hour.
And everybody feels good.
Yeah, you're like,
you get
that
little
sick
ping of excitement, and then you're like, all right, cool. Yeah. Let me go get my Honda Civic and go home.
Listen, I think that you and I would argue, but I think that you also deep in your heart know that I'm a little bit right. You just don't want to admit it, that like going to something is a very different experience. Like the music hits you in the chest. Mm-hmm. You get to see someone. There's a group of excitement happening. Mm-hmm. That's fun. I mean, even like I go to, you know, like I've always said, I go to late showings of movies that it's pretty much just me at, or like me and one other couple. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when I went and saw Dune, that was like the busiest. I go to that theater all the time, and mm-hmm. that was the busiest I've ever seen it. And people were there, and it's like, oh fuck, I'm getting like hyped to see this now. You know what I mean? Like other people are hyped, and you feel it's kind of like that. You remember being in high school or college, and it's like Friday in a class, like at like a 2 p.m. class, and you're like,
we're about to go fucking back
out. And I like that. Even when I lived in a city, I loved that feeling on the bus on the way home on Friday, even if I wasn't doing anything. I just liked that. There's stuff going.
There's freedom.
Yeah.
My time right now is not accounted for. Anything could happen.
People's frequencies are different on those.
Yeah,
things,
I feel
you.
Know what I'm saying? I don't disagree with that at all.
I like that a lot. So, and the same thing was like, you can have I have a big ass TV. I have a big ass soundbar. I have the whole fucking kit and caboodle. It doesn't hit like a movie theater. You know what I mean? A movie theater just is like, mm-hmm. you're there. You're 100% present for the time that they have you. And I like that because it makes me feel like I get lost in it much more easy. I don't get distracted 100 times. It's great.
Yeah.
So I like that the mental change you have to like do prior to doing those things. So I like all of those things. At the same time, they all last too long, and it's like by the time you just don't want to. I think you spoil it by 2.5 hour movie. At 2 hours, you're like, ooh, I don't need more here. You know what I mean? Very rarely. And same thing with shows. It's like they all go on like 30, 40 minutes too long. And you're like, we were having fun, and then you ruined it because you put two openers. It takes 40 minutes to set up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? One opener, make them sound like a band that sounds like you that you're trying to break. I'm into it. Get them on and off the stage. They get 6 songs. Boom, they're out. Half the time anymore, my big move is I just look at the opener. I make sure I know when the doors are, and I show up for like the last 2 songs of the opener.
Yeah.
And then there's usually like a break between, and then I go in at that time.
Yeah.
get up there in front, and then you're good to go.
Yeah.
No,
that's
I feel
the
you.
Concert move.
I feel
anyway,
you.
It was a good time.
Good weekend.
I complained about a bunch of stuff, but it was nice. A good time. And then yesterday I just had to, like, run a bunch of errands and do bullshit, and Abby took Gia to that amusement park, Elitch Gardens or whatever.
Oh, they went. Mm-hmm. What'd she think about it?
I mean, she was hyped, dude. She was like...
Sick.
Yeah.
Now, we're a little spoiled
parks
as adults because we grew up with Cedar Point. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, nothing's going to touch Cedar Point. So, as adults, it would never tickle our fancy as much, yeah?
I'm not
but
amusement
for Gia,
park guy.
She's probably gassed.
Yeah. Yeah, she was into it. I mean, that's it's also stuff she can actually ride. And
sure.
Because, like, Cedar Point's cool, but only if you're a certain height.
That's
really,
true.
You know
no, Cedar
saying?
Point is definitely...
It's like
there's
preteens.
Children
you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, word.
So we did that.
Nice. We were going to link up yesterday. I have a little quick update for things, but we didn't. But I am happy to report we went and finally got that ramen and sushi spot that is in the market out in Niwot.
Mm-hmm.
Cute spot. Think like it's an old market, right? Like think like Lolita's, but expanded to four times the size, but the same vibe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the back corner is like a cafeteria kind of sitting area. And there's an older Japanese couple that does ramen only on Sundays, but does sushi throughout the week and soups and stuff. And it was dope, dude. It was pretty good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought the sushi was really good. The ramen was good, but wasn't like my favorite ramen. You know what I mean? But that was fun outside of that. I played 18 holes of golf with Coop yesterday morning, and there is no singular activity more humbling than golf. It takes all of the things that you think you're gonna do and just completely turns it upside down. Absolutely shit on. First time out this week. Oh, just a terrible showing. Made me feel like I never even played the sport before. It was
crazy.
Well,
I love that you set up this whole golf trip that you've talked to me about and reminded me about.
Only a week.
Because Cooper's like,
not even a week.
He said something about, like, Chase talked to you about that golf trip, right? He's got that coming up. And I was like, buddy, I've known about this, yeah. I think, for over a year. We've certainly talked about it at least 45 times.
Well, I will say
times.
I let everybody know early because... It just so happens we're all
and I would
time,
say but. Weekly since, so I am very aware. But I love that you just didn't play golf at all, basically up until
all winter. Yeah,
up until this the weekend before.
Yep,
and that was the prep work.
Yep,
done
no, we're back in it now. I will say towards the end of the 18 holes, I was feeling a little more comfortable with the swing. You know, getting back into the swing of things, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I would never make a pun. I hate puns, so please know that was not intentional. But
he,
I
he had it. It's written down on a piece of paper.
No, fuck you. No, it's not. But other than that, man, that's really all we kind of got into. What did we do Saturday? Me and Michan went to Flower Bin, went to the nursery in town, went and got McDonald's breakfast. That was stellar.
10 out of 10.
Did a bunch of yard work. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was nice to be outside this weekend, though. But yeah, man, I need to. I am crisped. Right up. I'm pink as a lobster, and I need to get some heavy-duty SPF for this trip coming up because I am going to cook.
You really are. Your skin, it's not a – you can't be out there. You know what I mean?
I know. Dude, and you know I'm sensitive to
not out there without
– without some sort of protection.
I'm telling you.
I'm sensitive to the heat and the sun and shit, man, and I think people think I'm just being, like, dramatic, but, like, it fucking hurts. Like
I mean,
sit
I think anyone that has like a pink undertone to their skin, Abby kind of has that too, and it's like if you have that, you got to know it's gonna. Your blood must be close to the surface.
Something's
or
going
something,
on.
You know what
we were two times ago that my family was in town. They wanted to go, and we got coffee and croissants out at Babette's, and we leave the restaurant. And I thought we were just gonna leave and get back in my car and go to the next destination. And they all kind of set up shop at this like picnic table, no shade, just in the sun. And I was like, you guys, so we're gonna sit here then. That's what we're going to do. So I was like, I'm not doing that. So I went and stood under a tree because I can't, dude. I can't. Like when people are like,
imagining.
There's nothing I want more than just to lay in the sun. It's like, yeah, that put me in a fright.
Just imagining your whole family sitting at a picnic table and your dumbass like 20
I'm like,
yards away.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
underneath the
10, 15
yelling.
Yards away just being like, you guys let me know when you're good, but I can't. I can't be out there. Dude, it hurts. So.
Like I get it. It's also so annoying. I think that
it's just an aspect of me.
Yeah,
you know, just one of the things that come with cheddar pie.
It doesn't bother me at all. I like it, but I also the idea separately though, I would never eat in the sun. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in the sun eating. That's gross. It makes me feel sick to my stomach to do that.
Just be cooking?
I like to be cooking. You know that. I like to see how hot my body can physically get.
Putting hot food in your hot mouth in the sun, mm-hmm. that's not good.
I like when, like, you've been outside all day, and then you, like, kind of come in the evening, and you go to, like, sit down and watch TV, and you're like, my skin still feels, like, hot to the touch.
Yeah, I can dig that. And again, it's not like I don't like being outside. It's just, like, when the sun is intense, I feel it. I think I feel it more than other people.
I mean, you might. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all, but I don't burn either. Like, it takes a...
But you also like to take hot showers, like... Ugh. If a water's too hot, man, I get it. It's fight or flight is the reaction, the way I feel in my body. Yeah. It's like, if I don't get out of this water, a very bad thing will happen to me.
See, the game for me is, it's the where you run away, I go, okay,
let's just power
I'm going to break it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and then it's just, you have to like start breathing different and just accept things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And
I can dig that.
And there's like, that makes me feel good. You know what I mean? It's like an accepting of...
Yeah.
Something difficult.
There's probably a chemical reaction going there, just powering through and then convincing yourself you're good, you know?
It's like, even like if I do anything on a treadmill, I hate the first 10 minutes. But then when you break it and you're like, I'm now not paying attention, like I got my
legs are moving and I'm not thinking about it.
I'm not looking at anything. I'm not effing around. I'm just like in the zone.
Yeah.
When you hit that, you're like, oh, I feel so good.
No, I agree.
It's the same thing.
When your breathing is hitting it with your steps the right, I feel you. I feel you.
Sauna, first 6 minutes with sauna, you're always like, oh, I can't fucking sit still. I'm comfortable. And then when you're like, when I'm in like, after I hit like the 15 minute mark, I'm like, I think I could be in here for a substantial amount longer. It's just not safe.
Yeah. You know, I'm mostly Finnish. In Finland, they do sauna competitions where they see who can sit in the hottest sauna for the longest time. And like medical people are on staff waiting. Like it's a competition.
I got invited to do like a traditional Native American wet sauna, but it's like I don't know if you do drugs before. I'm not sure.
I was
going
to ask, would you do the... What would be the drug?
I don't know. It's probably, you know, who knows? But it's like, I don't know. But it also could just, I think it might just be like a really intense sauna.
I'm sure it'd be spiritual in some way regardless.
I kind of want to do it, but it scares me a little bit at the same time.
Out here?
But I'm like, they know what they're doing. They've been doing this a long time.
Dude,
I mean, they've got
their
people
first
that
rodeo.
Can sort it out. What are they going to just give me water? That's the worst. You know, what else are you going to?
Yeah.
I kind of want to do it.
You could bring
I've never
IV
taken
packet.
The guy up on it. Bob and I got invited. I want to go with Bob.
You should do it. See, that's something that like you're probably going to feel uncomfortable on a couple levels,
definitely.
Physically, and also you're going to be in a different space and there's customs that you might not understand.
Like
you know what I mean?
Said,
but like,
I
would do that. That'd be interesting.
I don't think I've ever done. I've done half an hour in the sauna, which is hard if it's hot. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if it's properly hot.
Yeah.
And you're in there for half an hour when you, especially when you break that 20 minute, you got 10 left. You're like, whew, I can feel it in my stomach a little bit. You know what I mean? And I don't bring water in. I just try to go. I go dry. But I wonder if you go another 10 minutes, like what's the mindset? Where do you go mentally at that point? So I'm interested.
Yeah. I told you about the time I was at church camp. I was at Lutheran church camp at a hotel somewhere in random ass Ohio, you know?
This seems like I would remember this.
I was at church camp and there was, this would have been like sixth or seventh grade, dude, like young. And we were by the pool was a sauna, but it was a traditional sauna where, you know, you'd go and you'd fill up water and you pour it on these hot stones type thing, you know what I mean? And the last day before it was time to check out, me and my buddy woke up early and I was like, all right, cool, you stand outside the sauna, I'm gonna pee on the stones. And then we're gonna close this bitch.
Never mind.
So
you told me this.
Peed on the stones and whoever came in after me was saunaing.
So in my fucking gross. It's so gross.
This is I was 12, probably. 12. So be it. But
even in my baddest, I don't think I would have done it. You know what I mean? It feels like it's crossing a line, like a personal line.
It's odd to me that I did it, but I did. Because I was not necessarily a bad kid. I would do mischievous things like leave cups of water above doors so when you open it fall on you, you get wet.
That's just
annoying. But like, that's just mischievous and being annoying. I didn't really like cause too much damage to property or harm people ever. You know, I just more so like, or like my buddy would be sleeping in their house, and he had hardwood floors in his room. And me and my other buddy, we would go, his brother, we would get all the coins we could find. And when he was sleeping, we'd slide the pennies across the floor on his hardwood floor. Mm. So you hear, and it hit the wall. Uh-huh. It's just like, it's nothing, but it's stupid.
I was sort of part of groups that would convince people to do bad stuff. And I kind of had this reputation for, like, I was fun to go out with, but I would sort of gas things into, like, a point where it's like, oh, it's getting out of control. And I'd be like, well, I'm going to head home.
Yeah.
As soon as I'd instigated it to
give
a point.
Give me a couple stories in Chicago for the pod. You don't have to name any names, but there's some funny ones.
This is not Chicago. This is in high school.
Oh, okay.
But I think you'll like this, and I don't think I've told this to you before. There was this kid in our class. I don't want to dox him anyway. I can't remember his last name. His name was Aaron. And Aaron was only in the class like one or two semesters, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. But he was just like kind of like – he was down to do whatever. He was like the nicest kid. But he was just – anything you like – he would do whatever. Yeah. Like he kind of liked being like the center of attention.
Uh-huh.
So two funny things. One, these kind of go together. One, he grew his hair out. And at this school, you couldn't have your hair – if you're a guy, this is insane. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have your hair longer than your shoulders basically. Okay. So it had just about crossed the threshold.
Could you put it in a ponytail, or they didn't want it to be that length period?
No, you can't. You'd have to cut it.
Yeah.
And he was on the basketball team. So, like, on top of that, like, they had other rules for, like, you had to dress certain ways during the week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Game day type shit, yeah.
He didn't want to cut it. But he's like, I don't know what to do because they're going to make me cut it. And we were like, I know a funny idea. And it was like, well, just get a Jerry curl. And he thought that was really funny. And he was like, that would be really funny. I also want to paint the picture. He was in, I want to say, 8th or 9th grade. He was like 6 foot already. He's a long kid. Very skinny. And he had bright red hair. Yeah. So you can imagine how this is going to look.
Okay, a long, skinny, tall kid with long,
kind of wavy hair. It kind of just looked fine on him. It was just kind of, you know, it looked the way it looked. I guess it looked a little like Ronald McDonald the more I'm thinking about it. But he goes and he does it. We're like, so a couple of guys got on board. And I was like, well, here, we'll crowdfund it. We'll pay for it if you'll get the Jerry curl. Uh-huh. He's like, I'll do it. I don't care. Just give me the money. Everyone came up with the money. This group of guys came up. I was included. Uh-huh. Came up with the money. And 2 days later, after the weekend, boom, Jerry curl. Big, big laugh when he came in that day. Big, worth the money.
Did everybody at this point know that he was coming up on the cusp of having to cut his hair?
Yeah. But he didn't tell us when he was going to do it. Uh-huh. So that was also great that you, like, Monday morning, boom, doors come open. You're like, oh, my God. So that was really fun. So we're in the midst of his Jerry curl era. So he's got, like, you know, it looks insane. Like, it just looks so insane.
Yeah.
So
it looks like I'm imagining the I think you should leave bit, the guy that has dog hair when he has the
chase. Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, less long than that. But it's not far off.
Yeah.
So he's got that. And he also keeps putting the one curl in the front because he thinks it's funny, like a 50s guy, you know? And we're in a class, it's a math class. The teacher was a really annoying teacher. She was like very strict, but she was also incredibly soft spoken all the time and very, like, very religious and just the most uptight teacher you can have. She dressed like it was like, what era are you? Where'd you even get these
Angela
clothes?
From the office.
Yeah. That
from the American Girl store?
Yeah. She looked like an American Girl.
I got
doll,
you. Yeah.
But old.
Yeah.
Like they aged disgracefully. So we convince Aaron. We're like, Aaron, I got like a funny idea. I kept elevating the joke, but I didn't come up. To be fair, it was a kid named John that came up with the joke in the first place. This is the same kid who, during a class one time, took a staple. I mean, not like a paperclip. Opened it up. He goes, "Hey guys, check this out." And he just—it's in the middle of like a serious like chemistry class, and you just hear. And he stuck it in like a thing, like a socket.
Yeah.
He made the weirdest sound I've ever heard. He went like his mouth made it involuntarily. All the lights turned out in that wing of the school. We had to like shut down. It was like a whole thing. So like, the thing is like,
it's crazy he didn't die in that moment.
Sparks blew out of the wall too, and we didn't think it would even work. And then his brother was in that class, and he goes, "Oh, you idiot! You're supposed to do it with a shoe." And so he's you know wiggling around. So anyway, that kid came up with the idea.
He told
him, "Go outside. It's snowing outside. Go outside. Say you have to go to the bathroom, but then leave the school." And just walk in front of the window and just walk by and then one kid was like, do it with your shirt off. And then I said, Aaron, I think what would be funnier is, you know, the video of Bigfoot where it's like he kind of stops. It's like he sees the camera for a minute, gives him a little move, and then kind of cruises out quickly. Yeah. I said, do that because it'll be funny as if like we're watching you.
Yeah.
So I will say the main problem is word. So we paid him to do this.
Yeah.
Word had gotten out inside the classroom during the class that, you know, because as soon as his hand went up and then she said, yeah, go ahead. It was like, okay,
here we go.
All hands on deck. We don't know when it's going to happen. Yeah. And it, like I said, word got around. Uh-huh. So she at one point says, what are you guys looking at? Like, what's going on? And we're like, nothing. And then literally, it's like, as everyone was saying nothing to her, you just see him walk in front, like look into the classroom, look around as if he's gotten caught. He's shirtless. And then he like runs past the room. And then she literally, she calls the security guard to the school. And it's like, you need to go secure this kid. And the security guard's running after him. And then he also decides to like run away from him as like a joke. So we watching all this, this is all we did in that class that day, was just watch this happen.
Oh, fuck.
And then we all got like interviewed after because they wanted to know who was involved. Because he had said, well, I got paid to do it. I mean, like, that was his out. And they're like, who paid him?
Lucky
for us, enough people had gotten in on the bit that, like, they couldn't draw.
A clear line.
We can't literally get every single kid in the classroom in trouble. And, like, it was like everyone contributed $2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Luckily, we didn't get in any trouble, really. I was the first one out. I was like, I did it. And I paid him.
Yeah.
No, I did. I thought the Bigfoot part was going to be funny. You know? We're going to just get ahead of it.
Oh, God.
So that was kind of a version of that. Like, you know, you get together and everyone starts, you know, getting out of control.
Say a little riot. Be bad.
Okay. So we've basically wasted the whole
time. Yeah, where are we at?
People wanted us to touch on the Drake and Kendrick beef.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You listen to more hip-hop and modern stuff than I do now.
I've famously said, I love Drake, dude. And the thing is I, to be honest with you, Timbo, I don't have much of an opinion. I've listened to a couple of the songs, but to be honest with you, I know Kendrick released a song, and then Drake released a tune, and then Kendrick released two tunes, and then Drake released one. I don't know in what
before
order.
We move forward, because it's important to establish this before we continue the conversation, both of them are dorks.
They're absolutely
you can
both
like Drake,
dorks.
You can like Kendrick, I don't care.
Yeah.
But let's both agree that they're dorks.
They're
they
both dorks,
dress
yeah.
poorly. They mm-hmm. all that money, and these are the outfits you guys have come up with. You know what I mean? The vibe is not cool. This is not cool. That needs to be said more than anything else in the world because it's the most important bit of information to me is that how deeply it's like shining a light on the most uncool parts of both of them. Because I think Drake has things about his music that are kind of cool. Like, I like the Drake I like is like, we're making songs that people are going to turn up to.
You like the club bangers.
I like club bangers. I like anything with that. I like that some of the hits. I like when he makes basically what is pop music now, I'm all about it. Big hook, fucking catchy ass beat, you know what I mean? Like anything like that, like I like that mm-hmm. version of him. I mm-hmm. think that is because that's him maybe being the most authentic version. It's like you're a pop musician. Make pop songs. Mm-hmm. Make good rhythm, good hooks, like, you know, just endlessly mm-hmm. stuck in your head no matter if you like him or not.
Yep.
Cool little one-liners that's more about like I got a bunch of money, something like that. These are cool topics for him mm-hmm. because that is who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's remember. Degrassi.
Oh yeah.
Sprite commercial. Everything, the one where he's on the Space Needle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are the Views versions the in my, at the farthest zoomed out, that's the versions I know.
Yes, no, I completely
There's
agree.
No Dark Side. Get out of here. Get, that's insane. There's no Dark Side to Drake. He's mm-hmm. from Canada. I mean, mm-hmm. what kind of, come
he
on.
He developed accents over the years.
This is what I mean. Like, it's like, so just be a caricature of yourself like you are so that you can keep making tons of money and keep making the stuff that we like. It's not even that hard. Make the Sprite commercial again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no more goofing around.
Make the song Fire and Desire about 15 more times, and then we're good, dude.
Great. Know what you are and just keep doing that. Evolve 10% each time. That's it.
Yeah.
Almost nothing.
Yeah.
And the Kendrick side of things is like, it's fine. There's a dustiness to it that's hard for me.
Let me give Kendrick his flowers. It is undeniable that in the year 2017, when Damn came out, every single person in their Nissan Sentra to fucking Tesla SUVs, if they were out at this point, was bumping that record. I mm-hmm. loved the record, Damn. I knew
everyone
it front
liked
to back. It.
It
was a project. It was a full It was a cohesive idea. Yeah. Loved it. That being said, that was now 7 years ago, and Kendrick is irrelevant. So in my let me give you my brief synopsis is this.
I want to give him his flowers too and say that he can still he puts bars together and you're like sure. That's smart. Like what you're doing is it's definitely smarter than Drake lyrics. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, sure,
as far
sure,
as
sure.
intentionality
I don't
goes,
care about lyrics and shit though.
Listen,
dude.
I was just gonna say, I don't care. I don't want poetry in my music. That's a controversial take, I understand, but I don't really care. You know what I mean? There was a time in my life when maybe singer songwriter stuff kinda mattered to me. But Chase, I don't know the words to a lot of songs.
You've
bro.
Always
like
said
I just
this.
It's
yeah.
not what connects for me. It's like the catchiness of it, it's the sounds, yeah. the you know, the sound design and all that shit. Like I just don't and it's probably why I struggle with hip hop more than anything else, because that is definitely a very you've got two different types of artists, I think. And now sometimes they sort of maneuver in between inside of like hip hop, rap, whatever you want to call it. It's just pop music now. But there's the guys that do crazy sound design stuff where it's like, you know, all of the like producer elements are super important. I think like early Young Thug. Well, actually, the way he made his voice sound and then developed things around that is a good example. I mean, I think a lot of the mumble rap shit, I really liked a lot of those guys that would have fallen into that category early on, because I'm like, this production is really unusual. They're making it sound weird on purpose, and it's going to change things. Early Kanye shit was all that way. It was all about, like, how can I push the genre
You knew
along.
That sound.
Yeah, the
you
sound
the
hit
sound.
First.
Yes.
You know, I know you're not a Frank Ocean guy, and I get it to a certain extent, but...
You know a Frank
Dune. But you know what you know his music, and he's like trying at a I think it's a difficult thing to like change a genre when you're at that level, but you also need to be at that level for it to change. So I really appreciate when any artist like actually puts a lot of thought and intentionality in like the entire scope of what they're doing. Yeah. And I actually think that Damn is a version of that. Where like, oh, this feels different, it sounds different, everybody connects with it. It's not just like, you know, heads that are that understand this, like you're saying, everybody was sort of into that, right?
Everybody was into
it. And that's great. And
it was it was a moment in culture.
But I also kind of think he had one in him, and look, many artists don't even have one in them. You know what I mean? And so the fact that you get one, maybe two, in an entire scope of your career is one thing. But I think like also him if you are this like auteur guy, which is really after Damn how he started to get portrayed, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, he's this like artist,
on another level.
You know what I mean? It's like how people started like putting like I can't think of a good example of this, I guess, off the top of my head, but you start to put it more into like you're more of an artist and a poet than you are a producer, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, and that's fine. But this then. What you're doing now with Drake feels extraordinarily beneath you. You know what I mean? Like, the only cool move for him would have been, like, he releases, which I can't even, I'm struggling with the fact that, like, these are two multimillionaires. What do you give a shit? This is fake. It's a little bit of, like, fight or fuck, guys. You know what I mean? For the love of God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at a certain
Quit
point.
Taking each other.
This is so dorky. Like, you're never going to fight. There is not going to be any actual repercussions to this. This is all for the show. And it's kind of corny. And also, it's like, they're saying things where, like, these are maybe allegations. And it's like, guys, both of these men have, like, families. Like, if they're true, okay. But let's get some proof behind them, and let's not just throw that out there in case it's not, because those are serious allegations, especially in this culture. That feels kind of like gross. Like, I don't think we should be doing that. I mean, if it's true, I guess, you know, take them seriously. But like, if it's not, that's also like, you know what I mean? Can you imagine what the person's going through if they have a fucking family? Like, that's too much.
Yeah.
This and like, because I said, these are manufactured, in my opinion. You're not going to fight over this, like, real.
No.
There's nothing's going to happen. This is just annoying.
No, it's just, honestly, any publicity is good publicity. It's and this is an unpopular opinion. I think the popular opinion, at least in the Discord right now, is like, because that's where I get all of this from, more or less.
I've not heard a single one of these songs, and I won't, because I also don't want to hear a song that's, like, about this. It's like, this isn't art. That's not art. You're not creating art. You're creating, like, somebody give me a beat, I'll give you $100,000 for it, just make it good, and then I'm going to do this thing that's very directed towards one person for the inflammatory nature of what it is. And it's like, well, that's not creating real art. I don't understand it. Now, listen, I don't know enough about overall rap and hip-hop culture to tell you that, like, I understand beefs at all, because it kind of always feels fake to me to a certain extent. I just don't get it. I don't get it, really. So maybe I just don't understand. So I will totally step back. And if someone's like, well, it's important for this, that, and the other reason, I'm like, well, I don't know.
It went over my head. Please weigh in on this. But like,
I'm not saying I'm right.
It's unpopular right now to, like, what's funny is it's all of a sudden like unpopular to like Drake, or like people who haven't been talking about Kendrick Lamar are like now championing him as if like they were his birth father. You know what I mean?
Sure. They all know him personally.
There's a couple of things I would like to note. One, I think it's funny that everybody is like the most massive Kendrick Lamar fan now because him and Drake are beefing. But like nobody listened to Kendrick Lamar so much so that the only way he was able to have this beef is by using another platform of a better artist than both of them, which is Future. People listen to Future and have been listening to Future since fucking 2014, 2013. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kendrick is like, okay, now I have a stage where people will actually listen to my music, so now I'm going to air this out. Because it wouldn't have mattered otherwise. I actually do believe that if somebody put out Kendrick Lamar put out like a diss track on Drake on his own, and it wasn't tied to Metro and Future, that people would be like, what's he doing? He's just trying to get attention because nobody's listening to his shit anymore. That's my own personal opinion. But again, the real goat talk should be Future. Everybody's been listening to Future. Listen to a Future feature. Anybody who is in this world has eaten off of Future.
I'll be honest. Outside of like underground guys, I think Future's like the only popular cool guy in that genre of music.
I would agree, dude.
Nobody's cool. Everyone's corny.
Last 8 months, I would say I predominantly, if I'm listening to hip hop, it's Future or Future adjacent.
Uzi's good. He's freak still. So yeah, he is somehow able to manage and maintain this complete freak of nature status and at this high of a level.
There's nobody else that is like him.
And like only like half the songs are good at this point, but you still are like, I don't know. He's doing his own thing. Yeah. I like it. But there's only – here, I'm going to PR this thing really quick. I'm going to pretend like I'm the PR person. I have to be careful because I have like a meeting I have to do soon.
We got a little bit.
Let me PR this really quick. If I'm – let's say I'm in the camp of – I'm on Kendrick's team, K-Dot's team.
Yeah.
And he calls me up and he's like, listen, Drake put out this thing. It's pretty – it attacked me pretty good. Do I make one back? And I go, no. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hire a – like a PR person from the U.S. government. You know what I mean? Like, I want this to be like the most normal, boring person you've ever met. We're going to make a public statement. The statement will say, Kendrick Lamar wanted to respond to Drake's thing. It just says, ew. and then we turn it off. And then don't say a word. Go off social media. Don't say
that
anything.
That would be the, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you
yeah.
can't defeat that. You know what I mean? You're like, ew.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, ew. You went to a whole, someone drove you to a studio somewhere separate than your home likely.
Yeah.
You bought a beat to make a thing to go, to make little like written jokes about. It's like, how much are you thinking about me? This is too much.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Yeah. Like, this is too, you should not be thinking about me this much. That's really gross. Please stop. And I'm going to go back to be acting like this auteur that I want to be.
Yeah.
And then I will go back to making music that nobody wants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, that's the only good response. Drake's only good response is go, hey, they sent you, you know, Kendrick Lamar wrote a whole thing about you. I go, okay, here's what we're going to do. Write $1 million check to him and say, I'm not going to respond. Here's $1 million to not make any more music or not make any more music about me. It's $1 million. I'm going to give it to you publicly because I want to see it go to charity and do with it what you will. I'm not participating. Here's $1 million. And I will go on living as if nothing came out of my account.
Yeah, no, I can dig
that. That is a cool response because now you went, look how much money I have. I don't even have to listen to you.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now you're back in the cool Drake and then go back to drinking this, you know, your drink with umbrellas in it and stuff.
Yeah.
And having the worst facial hair of all time.
Yeah.
That's cool. Why are these guys so uncool that we're going to like heavy, like, this is like, you know, when there'd be like a beef in like middle school, and they'd be like, hey, these two guys, they're like mad at each other. It's really unclear why. It's for really dumb reasons.
Yeah.
And they might fight at recess. And then you go for the next like four recesses of that week, and you're like, they might fight. And then they basically stand on opposite sides of like a blacktop, and then they like are talking to their friends, and then nothing really happens. And you're like, God, this is so, who cares?
That's the thing that I wanted to underline here is it feels dorky and dumb and stupid that we're even talking about this. I like the music.
No. Let me say this. I get why people are following this because
it's drama.
It's just drama for drama's sake.
You and I don't have anything to really comment on it.
I just think it's corny. I haven't listened to a single song.
I think it's corny that they're arguing, and again, I think it's silly how people have made their identity either pro or for. Again, I like Drake just fine, but I also think Drake's a dork too. They're both, the accusations against both of them are Drake is a groomer and and he Kendrick Lamar compared him to Karl Malone. Karl Malone got a girl pregnant when she was 13 or something. And then Drake is accusing Kendrick of not taking care of his kid and beating his wife. And it's like, just fucking do your own shit.
Look, if that's all the case with Karl Malone, but can you, man, you're the postman. You've been retired for what, 20 years now? You're at home and you're like, what the hell? Why am I getting a stray like this from Drake?
I do think Karl Malone actually was like dating like 14-year-old girls. It appears
he's a piece of shit. That's fine. But why don't you just use your platform to be like, hey, has anyone ever noticed that Karl Malone's a piece of shit? Or like, and he's like, hey, I think Drake does that too. I'm like, why don't I take some of my money and like, let's put some PIs on this. Yeah. Let's see if we can get some evidence and get these guys put away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be supportive of this whole thing. To just be like, I think or I heard this thing about you and it's really nasty and it could cause all sorts of problems. And if it's true, that's great. But like, why don't we hire someone to try to get some proof? Let's use the money for a good reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Get him. Take him down like Cosby. We all are. He sucks. And now listen, I grew up loving him. And then you go, hey, he's bad. I'm like, then he's bad. Then I'm off of it. You know what I mean? This is fine.
Yeah.
This is the way you know, everyone just needs to. These are just weird. This is weird.
It's just weird. And you know, again, I really don't care.
Just go make Hotline Bling 2. You know what I mean? Like, go do the dumb thing you're going to do.
Just go make your money and mind your own business.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I think it's weird and silly that we're even talking about it because I don't have anything to really, no substance to comment on it.
I mean, it's funny to think about.
I'm a white dude living in Boulder. You know what I mean? So I have nothing to add to the conversation outside of I still think Views is a perfect record front to back, and I also think Damn is a really good record from a different era as well. But like, you know,
I don't know anything else they've done in between half of it, if I'm being honest with you.
Drake has had a lot of brick ass records. Drake has released brick after brick.
Let's also be fair that Future's had brick albums, but to be fair, he puts out like 100 of them. So
he's putting
out
3 or 4 a year.
He's still up.
And actually, you know what? I want to say one thing. The ultimate winner here is Metro Boomin because he's getting his money. He had two full length Future records
just
with him. Metro is the absolute GOAT. Yeah. So if anyone here wins, it's Metro Boomin.
And if anything, it's because he goes and just does the work.
Yeah.
You know, just go and do the
work.
He's
just cool.
And
Metro is
home.
Undoubtedly cool. There's I think the tune is The Blanguage. It's a Young Thug YouTube only tune, and it's him and Metro. It has like a red duotone over top, and it's just him and Metro in a kitchen, like singing the song, and you can tell that they're clearly just having fun, you know? Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Just go back to that. I just want that.
Yeah. We've talked about it. I agree with that. I also, like, can you imagine, like, I don't know what age Drake is. Is he 40 yet? He seems like he's 40.
He might be, bro, but I mean, I don't know. He's got to be late 30s.
Yeah, okay.
Probably 3 or 4 years old.
Kendrick's definitely in his 40s. Imagine if you were like you'd heard at home, like your dad comes home from he works at like an office, you know, like a normal office, and you're like, my dad and this other guy are beefing at work. You're like, whoa, hold on, what? They're way too old for that. Why are they doing that? Like, I just can't imagine being this age and someone's like, hey, someone said some bullshit about you, and I was like, okay, I might go like ask them like, why are you saying weird stuff? It wouldn't go beyond that. It's like, I want to fight you about it. I'm like, I'm not going to fight you. That's fucking nuts. Go say whatever you want to say.
Go get in your Mustang and go
home. This is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, this is such a waste of time. I have so many things to do. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I can't imagine bringing this in now. You know what I mean?
I'm sunburnt. Yeah. I'm old.
I can't. Leave me alone. Yeah, just stay home. You know? Yeah. They both need to go home.
Oh, fuck. No, I agree. Dorky shit. But also, the media makes money from it, too. You know what I mean?
I get it. I mean, from a financial standpoint, I think they should both be doing this. But yeah.
I feel a little too old to follow it or care all that much. And again, I don't really have
It feels a little like watching professional wrestling, you know, and they'd have, like, arguments in the back and stuff.
Bro,
and, like,
you don't gotta talk,
you know what I'm talking about? Vince McMahon would get really upset about something, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this? So like, just put him in there and wrestle. Why are we? I don't want to talk about the politics back.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, it's drama. It's manufactured.
Well, I'm usually pro that, but I like that. I like mine a little different.
Yeah. So anyway, to kind of cap that off is
who cares?
Who cares? I don't really have a perspective. Uh-huh. This is not the best platform. I don't. Again, I'm a white dude living in Boulder.
It's just making them so uncool.
I like Drake records from years ago, and I like that Kendrick Lamar record from a couple years ago. I love Future more than both of them. So that's about.
Young Thug's better than all of them, but we'd he's
get
gone.
That man out of fucking jail.
Yeah, bring him back so we can get back in.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I don't think we have time for anything else, if I'm being fully honest with you. We have a really great guest this week, so that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so and also so that episode will come out Friday. We're thinking of changing the schedule. We haven't talked about this internally 100%, but maybe people may want to weigh in. We might start doing Tuesdays, Fridays, because Thursday are a really good day for us to record. Mm-hmm. Just the way that the schedule falls and the way our staff is here, it's easier for us to record on Thursday. So
we'll probably you guys seem to listen one way or the other, so we'll probably just keep releasing them whenever they're ready. You know what I mean? But we're trying to keep
maybe we'll have a more liquid schedule. I don't really care.
We're trying to keep
much,
the Tuesday ones tight, but we don't see each other on Sundays because it would be ideal to do Monday ones, if I'm being honest with you, that they come out on Monday. But they don't, and it's like a, you know, it just is what it is, because we have to do this and work. If you guys want to listen to this enough, where Chase and I no longer have any other responsibilities because we're making so much money from the podcast that we can hire people to do our other jobs, I wouldn't want to do that. But but we could do a lot more podcasting, or at least schedule it different. But for right now, we'll just kind of release them when we've got them. But so this one will be on Friday, but it's a really good guest. A lot of people have requested this person, so I think it'll be really fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got that one. Got some other people in the mix that may or may not be in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Got to check in with. But yeah.
Yeah, and toss us suggestions of people you'd love to hear from, or things you want us to talk about, or anything like this. So
other than that, not too much, man. I'm excited to kind of get back to work. I'm here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'm dipping out. But you're not participating in this, but Abby is. We just now locked in the Dynasty League for fantasy football. So it's all Discord people. We're going to be doing this for years to come. I'm fucking gassed.
Okay.
So.
Whatever that is.
It's like, you know, fantasy football you draft every year?
I literally, I know of it. I do not know what it is. I don't know what you do.
You pick X amount of people, and that's your team. But then you
keep
it for years.
Stop right there. You might as well open that door and yell it out there, because it's not this one ear out the other, pal. It's not any information that'll stick with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go get to it. We've got stuff going on this week, so, stay tuned, and, to all of our spots, and we'll see what's happening.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, peace.